The Braves trying to snap the Dodgers' 11-game winning streak. Cody Bellinger ready for this one, as is Kurt Suzuki for Atlanta. First inning, a man on for Freddie Freeman facing Brandon McCarthy.
Smoke toward first and into right field. That'll make him feel better. The Braves have scored the game's first run.
Matt Adams lines one to left field, slicing away from Taylor toward the corner. That ball lands and skips over the fence into the stands for a ground rule double. Freeman scores. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Freeman lines one to right center field. That's going to fall for a hit. Scoring is Phillips. It's 3-1 Braves.
Brandon Phillips gets the jog by his son.
Driven left field and deep toward the corner, chasing Taylor at the wall. It is gone. Kurt Suzuki with a two-run home run, and it's 5-1 Braves.
Now 1-1 count. Fly ball, shallow center. Can anybody catch up to it? Oh! Camargo ends it.
The Braves snap the Dodgers' 11-game winning streak, taking it 6-3. Mike Foltynewicz wins his fifth straight decision, allowing three runs in 6 1/3 frames. Brandon Phillips had to leave the game with right hamstring tightness. Atlanta snaps the Dodgers' 11-game winning streak. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after the game.
That's a hell of a play, wasn't it? My God. That's just kind of willing yourself to catch that ball, it looked like to me. He wasn't going to not catch it.
And that thing falls. All bets are off there.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But that's a huge play.
How about the job Folty did against this lineup?
Really good job. You know, it looked like he had good stuff. He was on the attack. He had a lot. It looked like he had a lot of confidence in what he was doing. The ball's coming out of his hand good. It was a really nice, aggressive outing.
You guys got some big hits early against a team that when they get the lead, they win.
Yeah.
Just took it early.
Yeah, well, we had some. You know, Zook's homer was big. It just, you know, some good at-bats, like I say, early in the game. Just started the game off in the first inning. Scoring those two runs was big just to, you know, jump out on top and give Folty a little cushion. Then it's kind of like one of those teams that you never want to stop scoring, that's for sure, because they're so dangerous.
Freddie's virus didn't seem to affect him too much.
Bother him. No, I think, you know, we got through BP and then just kind of figured maybe tonight when the sun went down here, we're in a good spot, that it's not so humid and all, that he could get through it.
How about Brandon?
His hamstring was tight. He kind of kept getting it stretched, and then it was finally, you know, we just thought it was better than pushing it. Just go ahead and be safe and sorry.
Play tomorrow, though,
thinking that, you know, we'll wait and see when he comes in, but there's no reason to think he won't, unless he just comes in, he's all tightened up again. Just kind of wanted to err on the side of caution right there, not take a chance of blowing it up.
Was that something that happened on that triple?
I don't know when it happened. He came in, I don't know, fifth inning or something like that, and told the trainers, and he came up and got stretched out between innings and probably.
You know. They'd won 11 straight and 31 of 35 or 36. And to come in here and get the first game like that.
Well, it's pretty big. I mean, we're trying to win every game we can too. So, because they've been hot, and to win something like that, it takes a well-pitched ball game for you, and we got it.
You said every time it seems like Suzuki's home runs are crucial.
They're big. They're always, you know, all of his hits seems like are, you know, he got another big hit with the runner at second. Mm-hmm. We got the runner thrown out, but. He's come up with a lot of really big hits, homers, all year.
Adam's okay after that?
Yeah, I think he just kind of stuck when he went in there more than anything.
Mike Foltynewicz wins his fifth straight decision, allowing three runs in 6 1/3 frames. He talked after.
Everything felt good. You know, the offense set the tone early, getting a couple runs, and, you know, giving up one early too. Really fazed me at all. Just going through a lineup, I got away with some mistakes a couple times here and there, and they hit some good pitches too. So it was all overall a good night, and offense stepped up big. Defense played great. Camargo making some plays out there. Santana left field late. So it was overall a great team win. You know, traveling yesterday and all that stuff, and just starting off the series the right way. So it's it's good, and we'll keep rolling from there.
You guys talk about, you know, you have the confidence to go up against anybody, but how big is it to do it against these guys as hot as they've been?
Yeah, it's huge actually. Mr. McCarthy, you know, he's been doing well as of late, and them to put some runs on the board like that was awesome for them to set the tone. And like you said, winning all these games of late and coming in here and winning was huge for us. I think it gives us a little more momentum going into this week and going in for this whole series. And it's very exciting. They played great tonight, and you know, we'll see where it takes us tomorrow.
Each time they get a runner on base, or when they get that run in the first, the crowd really gets after it here.
Yeah.
You seem this year to be a different guy in those situations.
Yeah. You know, as of late, couple games ago, I haven't really been slowing things down as much as I'd like to, and today I was, and just taking my time and, you know, just really, really battling my butt off when guys got on base. And a lot of times, you know, second base, you know, one out, no outs. And, you know, for them to not score was pretty huge. And, you know, that's that one mistake pitch to Grandal. And, you know, luckily our offense did what they needed to do to, you know, to give me a little breathing room there. But, you know, other than that, it was a great team win. So I'm excited to see, you know, these next three games.
You guys talk all the time about, you know, how Freddie can help carry an offense. But when he's under the weather like this and still producing, I mean, how remarkable is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, in my opinion, he's probably the best player in the game. And, you know, for him to do that, be sick and still driving around, making plays at third and just standing out there for nine innings like, you know, like he did, it's, you know, it can't be, you know, too fun for him. But he's a, you know, great team player. And you saw what he did out there. So, you know, wishing to get a little bit better for us, you know, which I think we will. And, you know, just keep that hot streak going.
Up next, the series against the Dodgers continues on Friday with Aaron Blair on the Hill.